George Whitfield with us. George, you mentioned some of the other guys you've worked with. How much contact do you have with them after it's done, after they are professionals? It has to be hard to kind of let go, or do you not let go? You see the success of an Andrew Luck. You see some ups and downs with Cam, but a lot of ups, and what's happening with Johnny. How much contact do you have?
Well, that's a great question. It varies. Sometimes it varies to the guy. Some guys you meet, you really like them. You get to work together, but then you just keep in contact. Like, you know, Luck and I, you keep in contact. But then some of them become like your kid brother, just to be honest. Something happens, something clicks. You know, they just trust in you, or you just seem to just take more into them. Like Cam Newton was like that. Johnny was like that. They both came through some really trying situations. You just happen to be there, and then it just kind of fuses the two of you together. Jameis is like that in a way. You want to keep up with them. You know, and they're going to call. It's not always about mechanics. Hey, it's my girlfriend's birthday. I don't want her to think she's getting jewelry. What do I do? Or they'll call, Coach, you got to go see this movie. I know people are dogging it, but you need to go see this. Or when you coming out? You said you were going to come out. You need to go see this. You know, it's just fun. You know, you keep up with them. You're with them every day. You're invested in them. I've known Jameis since he was 17.
Wow.
Johnny and I met when he was a freshman at A&M, and he's running around the scout team. Just you know, they're going through like a very formidable time in their life, impressionable, and you just get to be there and try and support them as best as possible.
George, you've been around these guys for a while, and one guy that's spent a lot of time with you is a guy I know people in Houston are very interested in. That's Bryce Petty,
hey,
out of Baylor.
Now we're talking.
Now, I know that's a guy that you like because he'll work. And he's worked with you. He's come out for spring breaks. He's come out for holidays. He's hanging on your every word. What have you seen with Bryce over the time that you've worked with him?
This is a guy that's charged up to be here at the Combine. And not just because the 6-year-old Bryce Petty couldn't wait to be here, and the 12-year-old Bryce Petty probably wrote essays about when I'm an NFL quarterback, but because he also understands the perception of him coming from Baylor to the NFL, that bridge is like the Golden Gate Bridge for him to cross over. Mm. He gets it. And it's been very important in the process, and Coach Harbaugh reiterated this a couple days ago. We were in Michigan. Don't apologize for the method to you guys' success at Baylor. Don't apologize for that. You ran a high-volume offense. Coach Browse had you in the shotgun, and we've all been very emphatic about Bryce. Own this. Shoot, if it was so simple, teams would have stopped us. We went into Oklahoma and rolled them. We were disappointed we only beat Texas by 2 touchdowns. This is what you were doing. They can't just put anybody else in the 14 jersey and do it. He's happy to be here because now I get to show you, oh, I can drop. There's a big difference between being able to do something and being able to demonstrate it. You're driving an automatic car at Baylor all over campus, and the NFL says, yeah, but we drive stick. Oh, I drive stick too. That's just not my vehicle back there at Baylor. So now he gets that opportunity. It's a chance to come in here and reveal, hey, there's some good pocket players here. Some very talented guys here. I'm among them.